This is the art of discussing, where everyone is committed to having discussions with people sharing different points of view while respecting the person expressing them. We're your hosts. I'm Ben.
And I'm Kate. And we're excited that you've joined us. Let's get to this week's episode. Welcome back to Art of Discussing. We're your hosts. I'm Kate.
And I'm Ben.
And this is going to be a fun conversation, a little bit lighter today, about the Army-Navy game that is happening this weekend. So we are recording this a couple of days before it's happening. So we don't have any spoiler alerts on who's going to win, but, you know, there's distinct opinions from Ben on who's going to win.
Yes, we do have spoiler alerts. Spoiler alert. Navy's gonna win. So
yeah, but then if you look at the track record last year, technically Army
also
won.
So if you look at the track record, Navy's gonna win. So spoiler alert. There you go.
So as you guys could tell, I'm trying to poke Ben a little bit to see if we can get the funny, slightly annoyed version of Ben about his about his, you know, go Navy Marines. But we don't have an Army person on here, so I'm probably gonna do like a half of percent because I'm not good at that. I don't know all the Army stuff, but I'm gonna try my best, as you can tell, to make this a little bit lighter and see if we can get Ben to make us laugh. That's my goal in life.
during this, we'll share a little bit of, the history of the Army-Navy game, a little bit of the traditions that come with it, which both sides take part in. And, you know, also, while there's a lot of, you know, historical rivalry, of course, it's very, you know, heated, the game itself. In the end, of course, the United States Army, the United States Navy and Marine Corps, we're all on the same team. We fight on the same side. We one team, one fight. So, and we understand.
Yeah, but let's put it this way. I've known Ben long enough. I've heard things coming out of Ben's mouth about, you know, Marines and Navy's better. So he says that, and it's true. But, you know, he has distinct opinions about which branch is superior. And spoiler, it's because he was a Marine.
Is a Marine. Yes.
An active Marine. He's still a Marine.
And that's true. You know, grew up with the Navy and the Marine Corps. So definitely I have opinions closely held with that. And no one gets to make fun of the Army or the Air Force outside of
Force Space Force.
You know, so... except for Space Force, I feel like it's open season on Space Force. It's not open season on Space Force. And someday they'll be in this friendly rivalry of Army Navy. Someday when they also get in it.
Okay, so I'm just gonna stop Ben there. Because that could be our episode if we wanted to. But what I was going to say is I also grew up more around Navy and Marines. So I don't have a context for Army as much as I do. Or maybe not context, but like I love all military. But just like Ben, I grew up around Army, Navy, or Navy, Marines, sorry. And I'm sorry, Ben. I'm sure that was very offensive. I'm just joking. but here's a question for you, because as I was looking at this, I actually Googled Army-Navy like rivalry, and what came up was the game. But it, based on conversations I've had with not just Ben, but other people, there is a distinct rivalry. So did the rivalry come from the game, or is it from like being in two different branches and the game's a function of that, like chicken egg, which came first?
Oh, wow. That's actually pretty easy to answer. Definitely, that is going to be the rivalry between the two services, definitely precedes that. So for those of our viewers that don't know, let's start from the very, very beginning. So the Army Navy game, which we're talking about right now, is, and some people, I want to make this perfectly clear, it's not a game in which like the United States Army and the United States Navy field teams from the active duty services, right? Although that does happen in some smaller capacities across, right? Like they do that on joint bases. Like they'll have impromptu games, Army Navy, just kind of like fire and police pickup games, right? Like they'll do that. So they do, when they have the opportunity, they really get into it and do that, and that's awesome. It's great. And they do have the Navy, the Department of the Navy has a institution of higher learning. It is the United States Naval Academy at Annapolis, and it's in Annapolis, Maryland. It was established in 1845. Older than that is the United States Military Academy at West Point, which is located in West Point, New York, is upstate New York, and it was established in 1802. So it is older. Is it like the Army is actually older of the services, is the first service that was established.
So why isn't Army the better one, since it's the older and has the more of the history? It was 1775.
Well, both, to be sure, both services were established in 1775. Actually, the Army, the Navy, and the Marine Corps were all established in the year 1775. The Army in June, the Navy in October, and the Marine Corps in November
So
of
my
that.
point is still accurate.
Why is the Army not the best?
Yeah, I mean, it was technically established first.
It
It was
yeah, it was
Marine.
technically established first. I
I'm
can
really just
remember
trying
that.
to I'm really just trying to poke Ben a little bit. I'm
I
trying to play that card, so
and yeah, I can only point to the history books, which would back Ben up on a
so
lot of
what is
these
it
things.
that had that created the rivalry? If it wasn't the academies, right? Which that's the game's been going on for 124 years. What is it that like what is it about Army versus Navy that like what was that point? You need to like go back in history now and tell us why do you guys have this rivalry?
The Army, the rivalry between the Army and the Navy, it's difficult to say what it centers around, but what it is the mission. Both the Army and the Navy, they are very passionate about the defense of this nation, and resources are generally speaking a finite thing, right? So funding, resources, money, ships cost money, tanks cost money, troops, munitions, those sorts of things, and attention. So they kind of go at each other as to who is more effective in their mission, who is more needed, right? And because for instance, the Marine Corps, Department of the Navy, that's been a central battle, right? Like, should the Marines remain with the Navy, or should they be rolled up in the Army? So that's one thing. That's just one of many. But whether something is the Navy's purview or
Mm-hmm.
whether something is the Army's purview, right? Should the Army, because other countries have the Army is over everything, that like the China has the People's Army Navy,
Yeah.
right? Like the Army controls the Navy, and it's basically the Army with boats. And it is really under the purview of the Army. And so that's, that our Army would be like, yeah, maybe we could do that, right? Like our Army actually has one or two boats. Our Army actually has one or two aircraft, So it's kind of where does that stop and become the purview of the Air Force, the purview of the Navy. So it historically has been, hey, that's you're crossing the line, that should be Navy's thing, that should be Army's thing, and when the Marines are involved, it's even more blurred, right? Because now you have troops that can be on the ground, and they're very capable, they're highly skilled, and generally speaking, the Army wants to control those, and the Department of the Navy is like, no, and the Marine Corps is like, no. So that's
Okay,
where that
so
comes from.
there is something I can't say what I want to say, but I'll say it this way then. What it sounds like is it's flexing muscle. Like
Oh, yes.
whose muscles are bigger?
Yes.
That's the
I mean,
PG version of what
so
I
we're
wanted to
talking
say.
about like,
I thought it
the
was like an event, like something happened and
no,
all of a
there was
sudden.
not like
So
an
this is a
event.
normal, like, man, there's so many things I want to say and I want to be responsible for not saying.
No, no event.
This is a normal, like, who's stronger, who's bigger, who's better.
Right.
Like, it's like it could be a corporation, it could be people. It's
Yep.
just a military version of the same damn thing.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, I'm gonna say something that might piss you off.
Okay.
And I say it from the perspective of trying to bring a different perspective. But what's the difference between Marines and Army? Both are on the ground and beating people up, like infantry and Marines. I think he's gonna blow a gasket based on he's laughing, but that's a I hate you laugh. But like what's the difference? Like I technically know somewhat of the difference, but I just for our listeners, like what's the difference? You're both on the ground, you're both doing, flexing your muscle, like Marines are more grunt worthy, they say, but other than that, like infiltrate and like why don't you go to the army side of the thing?
So, actually, it's a very relevant question, right? It's a very good question.
Oh,
So,
darn. I was hoping for something not relevant just to piss you off.
so historically, right?
Stop being so responsible, Ben.
So the Marines, it's more like a yes and, right? Like, so soldiers, they fight. Yes, they both fight. And when people think of land battles, it's very difficult to kind of separate them. They both do what they do on land. Sure. And classically, Marines are n naval infantry, which means that they serve aboard ships, which means they have the ability to they are affiliate they are greater, they have a greater affiliation with shipboard life and the purview of a ship, right? So usually they're in the superstructure, the high part. So if you can picture a ship, you got like your boat part, and then the parts that go above the boat, right? The masts where the sails are. You would have, and that's t classically called rigging, right? Like your sails all up there. You would have Marines that crawl up there in the rigging, in the lines up there, and shoot people from up there. So as a boat is on water, there's going to be movement of the boat, right? But they're accustomed to the sea state and all that in order to be sharpshooters on the water, right, during those battles. And that naval infantry aspect of it, being accustomed to ropes, knots, being around that stuff, that's something that soldiers aren't accustomed to, right? So that's where they differ. That's where they're different than there are soldiers. They can do what soldiers do on land, although to some degree better, right? When they come off the ships, there's not a lot of movement, right? Things are stable. Greater degree of balance, all that good stuff, and they can do that stuff on ship. So they're used to doing more with less on ship. So naval infantry is where historically that difference is.
Yeah. So I think it's also important to note too, we always hear about Navy SEALs, and Army Rangers, which is the special elite, but Marines have a special elite as well. They have a special elite unit.
They do. They do.
So, which is not talked about. So
Marines.
every, huh?
I was gonna say they're Marines. No, they do. They do. Yes, they do also have more special. More. Their Marines are special, and then there's all also
Okay,
more
I'm sorry.
special
I did not
Marines.
mean to offend you because I know you're a Marine. I'm just saying, yes, Marines are very special, and there are some Marines that are more specialized because they are considered more special forces on top of being special.
That's true.
Okay, all better now?
Better.
Okay. I'm sorry, I misspoke. So, the rivalry is the rivalry because it's a rivalry. There's not a specific event that created a rivalry inside of this. But the college portion of it, or the academy portion of it, is a not symptom, but it's a outward once a year like showing of that rivalry that's official.
Yes, it is.
Does that make sense? Like an official, like we're gonna be better than you type situation.
Yes, it is.
It takes the attitude or the perspective into an actual action.
True. And it culminates in, like, there's a whole leading up to the game. There's for the Navy side, which I can speak to. I was, at the Naval Academy. There's a beat Army week. I would imagine that the West Point side has a beat Navy week, right? Like leading up to the game. And it has all kinds of activities. We have exchange program where some West Pointers spend the semester at the Naval Academy, and some Naval Academy personnel spend the semester at West Point, and we give them back at the Army Navy game. It's called prisoner exchange. So at before the Army Navy game is played, there's march on. So you'll see both student bodies in their entirety march onto the field, Navy. Followed by Army or vice versa, depending on whose home team, right? And then they will they have the Naval Academy people at Army and the Army people at the Naval Academy. They march them to the center of the field and they exchange them and then they march them back and it's a prisoner exchange.
Oh my God.
It's very formalized. It's very good natured. It's very, but we have things like beat armies. We drink things called beat armies, which is a amalgamation of things on a table at mealtime. We generally have freshmen do this. It is a tradition where you put as many unsavory combinations of things into a cup or a glass, and then they try to drink it all in one go without spitting it up or having ill effect and any other ill effect. And then when they get to the bottom of it, they say "Beat Army" very loudly. And yes, it's good stuff. So
I don't know if I would want to be the prisoner for that quarter or that semester or that time frame that they're on the other, they're on
I mean, they
the
just,
other side of the.
I mean, they just, they attend classes. It's a,
So you guys are nice to them for that? And then call them
I
prisoners
mean,
for
for
the
the
swap?
most part, we're nice to them. For the most part, it's just going to classes. Beat Army, I mean, during Army week, it's probably, there's
Uncomfortable.
probably one or two pranks pulled on them. But outside of that, it's just going to school for,
Okay.
outside of that.
So they're
It's
only
just
prisoners
normal.
for a week.
No, they're prisoners for the whole semester.
I know, but I'm saying you only treat them as prisoners for the week.
I mean, I don't know. I haven't been there in a very long time, so
My gosh. I just think it's funny you have a prisoner exchange and you guys
Well, I
call it
mean,
that.
that's what it's called. You have
Yeah,
to
I know, but I
remember
think it's
that.
kind of it's pretty funny.
So that's some of the activities that we have. And yeah, it's good. And there's pranks and all that good stuff. And then they also have pranks. Another thing, another tradition is that aspect, this is a nicer aspect, is both sides run the football balls. They take the game balls for Army Navy from both Annapolis and West Point, and they run them. They have a teams of midshipmen and cadets from West Point and run them from those institutions. They have a relay team that just runs those balls to, in this case, the game is at Gillette Stadium. They will run them to Gillette Stadium.
Yeah,
So,
I saw that. It's like the week before
right.
that week up
And
coming up.
it's a race. They have support, people following them in a van. They switch out, but someone is
That's
always running.
also is that also sort of a competition of who can get there first?
Nope.
Oh, okay. I
Nope. Nope.
was just checking.
Just running the ball. I mean, like, especially when it's, like they're physically closer to Boston than, it's sometimes it works out like that. That's just doesn't
So when it was in Cal, because it's been in a couple of other non-regional areas like California, did they run it to California?
I would imagine so. Yes, and I would imagine it just starts sooner.
Dang. Okay, that's a long run.
Yes, I would imagine. Yes.
All right. It's like Forrest Gump running across the US in
Yeah.
that
I mean,
case.
and it's a team of people,
I know, but still.
and they have a, support. It's not like one person, but
No, I get it, but
it's
it's
interesting. And then
a
there's
lot of running.
GPS that's with them, so you can kind of track them. And it's very cool and very interesting. So
That is interesting. Okay.
Let's talk about why is it not. So usually the game is in Philadelphia,
Yes.
City of Brotherly Love.
Well, I have those stats. So 90 games out of the 120 have been in Philadelphia, 15 in New York, 10 in Maryland, 6 in Jersey. One each in Illinois and Chicago. Sorry, in California. One in Illinois, one in California.
So usually it's in the mid-Atlantic, right?
Yeah.
And it has only ever been outside of that a handful of times. Chicago, Pasadena, California once, and now Gillette Stadium, where the Patriots play in Boston. And it is in Boston for the 250th anniversary of the Boston Tea Party.
Yeah, and the first battles of the American Revolution,
Lexington and
Lexington
Concord.
and Concord.
So, yeah, it's a very special occasion.
It does say this article we'll have in the show notes says next year will be played in Washington, D.C., followed by Baltimore in 2025 and New Jersey again in 2026, and then it'll return to Philadelphia in 2027.
Yeah, there we go.
Is there a
So,
reason for Washington, Baltimore, and New Jersey? Kind of like Boston? Or is it just.
I'm not sure. I'm not certain, right? But probably just to pay homage somehow through during the period of the Revolutionary War, like our
Okay.
nation's birth. But yeah, that's
So
pretty.
let's talk about. Oh, and just for reference, the game went to Chicago in 1926. In 1983, it was in Pasadena, California. So those were the
Right.
only other two times it wasn't in the region.
Yeah.
So it's been a long time. It's been 40 years since the last one. Let's see. So. Let's talk about who has historically won more games or not.
That's easy.
Yes, it is, I'm sure, for you. But I am a non-biased party, so I will read this off. So Navy leads the all-time series. Congratulations, Ben. 62 to 54. And then there was, it says 62, 54, 7. What's the 7? Is that tied?
I would imagine, yes.
With the largest victory coming in 1973 with a 51-0 win in Philadelphia. But I am sorry to say, last year, Army beat Navy 20 to 17 in the first ever overtime game between the two academies.
True. True.
So, you have something to prove this year if you're going to win.
This is true. And it was very pretty balanced actually until a period of the 2000s. Early in the 2000s, after 2002, Navy started to rack up a quite the long winning streak. And it was only recently broken for that. So it was like a 15 plus winning streak. It was 15 years. So now it's more to the Navy side, but it was pretty evenly matched before then. Now it's pretty on the Navy side because of that.
Not to brag or anything.
Not to brag or anything. Fun fact, if you look that up on Wikipedia, it's pretty fun. It's like gold for when Army wins and blue for when Navy wins, and it's pretty fun when you get to the 2000s and it's nice and blue. But
Oh, are you taking some credit for that? Because you were there early 2000s, right?
I mean, I wasn't. No, actually, another less than fun fact. Before that streak starts, I was there the last time we had lost prior to that streak starting.
Sorry.
So no, I am not taking credit for that streak.
So they started winning you when you left. You can take credit for
That would be
that.
accurate, yes.
You can take credit for leaving, and then they started winning. Man,
Yes, that's true. That's true.
he's not taking any of my baits today. Stop being responsible.
Where did all this character come from? Must be the United States Naval Academy.
Oh
There we go.
my
So,
gosh.
another aspect of the game is that it is the last regular game of the NCAA season. So, after the Army Navy game is played, all of the games after it, bowl games. This is the last regular
After it,
season.
what games?
Bowl games. They're all bowl games.
What does that mean?
For
For the non-sports people.
the Army Navy game for the NCAA football season, right? Signals the end of the NCAA football season, right? The regular season.
Oh,
After the Army
yeah.
Navy game, right? Like, so
It's playoffs
it's kind
and
of right. So it's all right. It's all bowl games and,
I hadn't heard the term bowl games,
playoffs.
though. I think that's
So
where I got confused. All right.
this is the last game. And it's America's game. Yay. So everybody tune in. Usually it is attended to by the president, usually not, and the president usually views the game on one side for a half and then the other side for a half.
Trying to be non-biased, huh?
Oh, well, I mean, so it's a big deal. It's a good game.
Right. I got nothing else. I was really trying to, but
Well,
I got no, I'm not a good person to be able to have this debate with you, so on this topic.
oh, and before I forget, another fun part that both student bodies of the cadets and the midshipmen participate in are called spirit spots. And spirit spots are a little fun thing that they make videos, both the student bodies and all over the world, Army. Units, Navy units will chime in, make these videos, just say, go Army, beat Navy, or go Navy, beat Army, and send
Oh,
them
okay.
in. And they're played on the Jumbotron at the game. And sometimes they'll play them on TV as well. But you could see those on a YouTube or whatever. And they've taken the form of like music videos, commercials. All kinds of fun stuff, poking fun at, one side or the other. Sometimes there's little contests that we have just to, make them
So it
fun.
involves the active duty who might be overseas
Right. Yeah. And
fighting.
sometimes, and usually when it's that, it'll say, from the unit so and so in blah 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 Afghanistan, go Army, beat Navy, right? And they'll do that, and then they just show that. So yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. For all the fun I was trying to have today, I've should not say this, but I don't think I've ever seen a game. I'm very sorry. And
Well, and that's good. See, this is good. This is to
mean,
drum
I've
up
heard about
awareness
it,
for America's
like,
game.
yeah, I've heard about it. I've, heard, whatever, talked about it, et cetera, but I don't think I've ever seen one. And I feel bad. I'm very sorry, for admitting that.
I mean, it's only America's game, so
Are you trying to say I'm not America? Like I'm not patriotic? Is that
I am not saying that.
what you're trying to say? Uh-huh.
I
You
am
should have
just
seen his
saying
face,
that
everybody. His face said
I am
something
only
different.
saying that it's a game for America, and so
So I,
that's
because I'm in America, have the freedom to choose whether or not I want to watch a game.
there you go. There you go. So I would
That's
imagine that
patriotic
only
of me.
yeah, there you
To
go.
have my choice.
There you go.
That was also a joke, everybody.
There you go.
That was
So
sarcasm.
you
Well,
can.
I guess one of these years you're just gonna have to come and hog tie me to a chair and make sure I watch one. Also sarcasm.
Oh. Well, I mean, and if you like winning, I mean, you might want to.
Well, at least somebody always wins who's American, let's put it that way, in the game. Whether or not you would agree with the Army versus Navy opinion on winning who's American, I guess. Man, your face is hilarious right now. I didn't try, but I think I just poked him again with how annoying.
Oh, well, I mean, I think that all-time record speaks for itself that America's
But
game
really, that
is usually
all-time
won
record
by
is.
America's team.
But oh, really, that was only for the like those 15 years really got you to that record. So What I hear you saying is we got to get back to the record where it could be anyone's game, and the Army does 15 years straight of winning, and then it's anyone's game again.
That sounds unlikely.
Not last year.
Oh, yeah, it sounds unlikely last year. The next 15 years sound unlikely.
Right. Well, I don't know how, if that conversation was a good one or not, if this episode was great or not, but it happened. So
But it
it
was light, and
was light.
it's America's game. Go Army, beat Navy. Go Army.
Beat
Nope,
Navy.
that's not what I mean to say. Sad. Sad. Very sad. Well, that's the discussion
Oh
part.
my
See
gosh. So I
that?
will say it this way
Looking at
then.
the other
Go
perspective.
Navy, beat
Go
Army.
Navy, beat Army. Whee!
Least we're being, both sides of the coin.
Both sides of the story. There you go. Go
Go Navy.
Navy, beat Army. Whee! And then tomorrow, everybody, go US.
Until next year.
And then once again.
Right, y'all. Have a wonderful Army Navy game.
Have a
Or
wonderful Army Navy.
and thank you for listening to this light bite. Hopefully you laughed at least once. Even if it was at us, I'm okay with that. But until next time.
Go Navy, beat Army.
Or keep discussing.
Keep discussing about Navy beating Army. Whee! Hoorah, motivate!
Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe, follow us on social media, and check out our Patreon page. Leave us a review on your listening platform if you like the podcast. If you haven't heard your viewpoint or would like to be a guest, email us at info@artofdiscussing.com.
Till next time, remember there's more sides to the story than yours. Look, listen, and learn, and keep
keep
discussing.
Discussing.